Meisters, per Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Matzik titzois baderech. A person's walking along the way and he sees dried out figs. Afilu betzad steik titzois. Even if he sees this dry fig on the side of a whole field of dry figs, so it's very obvious, the Rav explains, that it's from this field. V'chein te'ena shi noit aladech. He finds a fig tree on the way. U'matza tachte te'enim. And underneath he finds the figs on the floor. Mutaros mishum gozol. So here, certainly, the owner was miyayish from these figs, and he gave up hope. Upturus min ha-maisus. It's also potter from maisus, because we know that since the owner was miyayish and he's mafker them, and they're hefker, so it's potter from maisus. Uvezesim v'charuvim chayavim. But when it comes to olives and carobs and buckser, he's chayiv. Chayiv because of gezel, he can't steal, he can't take it. And also, he's chayiv in maisus. So what's the difference? Why, when we deal with figs and we know where it's from, or we seem to know where it's from, is he potter? So the Rav explains, because when it comes to figs, the owner is miyayish from the figs, because the figs, they change the way they look, and they actually, when they fall down, it becomes disgusting, and you don't know what tree it comes from, so the owner gives up hope. However, when we deal with olives or buckser, they don't seem to change from the way they look, and the owner would know where they come from. Therefore, the owner is not miyayish from them. Mishnah continues, Matzah groigrois, if he finds dried out figs that also were pressed, im darsurov b'nei adam chayiv. So the Mefarshim explain, if we're in a place, in an area, where most people already pressed their figs, so now we can assume that it came from one of these people's fields, and he's chayiv, and because it came from a field that was pressed, this is a little bit different, so there was a gemar melacha. Now, by gemar melacha, if something actually had a gemar melacha, in this case it was the pressing of it, or like, for example, with wheat, the gemar melacha, as we said, when you put it into a heap and smoothed it out. Any of those cases, if a person does that, he can't then be mafkered and take off a chiv of Trumas Maisis, because once you already do the gemar melacha, there's a chiv, it's tevel, and you have a chiv midirais to take off Trumas Maisis, it's mamish tevel, and you can't be mafker something that's already tevel. All these cases that we said that hefker is potter from Trumas, it's before the gemar melacha. So if we think, or we assume, that it came from one of those fields where they actually did the gemar melacha, that they pressed it, because that's what most people already have done, I guess it's that time of season, then he's chayv, there's nothing you can do about it. Vim lav potter. But if, let's say, that didn't happen, that wasn't the case, most people in that area did not press their figs yet, so therefore we can assume it was on the floor. Yes, it's dried out, but the reason that it's pressed is because somebody stepped on it, wagon stepped on it, whatever. Next case, matzah pilchei dvela. If a person finds pilchei dvela, the Rav explains, it's like cut up, it sounds like it's not even dried out. It's figs that are, some of them were stuck together. So mistamet came from something that had its finished product, because you have some figs that are pressed here together. Chayiv, sheyadu shehen midavar gomer, because we assume that it's from something that had gemar melacha. V'hecharuvin, so now this is not talking about a case where somebody finds charuvin like the Tfarsol explains. We're talking about stam, the normal case of charuvim, carobs. So the way they would do carobs, the Mefarshim explain, is that they would take carobs, they would leave them on the roof to dry out. After they would dry out, as they were spread along the roof, they then would take them and put them into a heap. Now the heap part, like similarly to grain, that's the gemar melacha by carobs. But sometimes, as it's spread out and dry, it's now edible, and then they can snack on it. So what they would do is they go up to the roof and bring it down to eat. So the Mishnah tells us, v'charuvim ad shalei knos on the Rosh Hagag, the charuvim, the carobs, until they don't gather it into a heap on the top of the roof, murid mehem lebehema, so they can take it from the rest of the roof where it's just spread out, they can bring it down to their animal, maybe in the chotzer, potter, and the animal's allowed to eat it. We don't have to take off maisrus, b'bnei shu machzer es ha-maiser. Why? Because we know that he's still going to return the leftover food that the animals didn't eat. He's going to return it to the top of the roof, and then he's going to make a heap out of it. Now the Rav explains, but dafka, the animals are allowed to eat it after he brings it down from the roof. He himself, the owner, is not allowed to eat this dried out buckser downstairs after he comes down from the roof. What's the reason? So this is similar to what we had in one of the previous Mishnayos, where a person was on his way to dry out the figs, and he passed by his chutzner, and we said that B'nai Beso, his family was allowed to eat it, but he can't eat it, because to his family, it's not a gemar melacha, but since to him, he's not in the place of a gemar melacha, he's now in his chutzner, in that example, so he wasn't allowed to eat it. It's like, it almost sounds like a little Maris Ayin we said over there. Same thing over here. Since, even though the gemar melacha is going to be up on top on the roof when he puts it in a heap, since Lamaisa, he'd be eating it in his own chatzar and in his own bias in this case, we are not going to allow it. However, what about his family? Nobody really asks this. The Taisi Santav actually seems to allude to this. It sounds like only the animals allowed to eat, but why would his family not be allowed to eat? Why do we have to dafka say his animal? Why not b'nei beisai? So the Taisi Santav actually says the difference is that over there in that previous Mishnah where the family is allowed to eat, there he never actually made it to the field to spread it out to dry. He was on its way. Masha Inkein, in this case, he already went to the roof. He didn't do the Gemar Malacha. He dried it out, but he didn't actually put it into the heap. And therefore, the animal, somebody should be allowed to eat it. But because he was in the makom that he was going to be in the Gemar Malacha, so we don't let the family eat from it, even here downstairs. Mashen came in the previous Mishnah, where it was on the way, and he never even got to the place of the Gemar Malacha yet.